Baruch Hashem Adonai, bless the name of the Lord, and welcome to the Shofar Ministries program. This is Dan with my lovely partner in life and studious Bible teacher, Sheila Crawford.
Well, thank you, my dear, and a big shalom to all our listeners. Honey, please pray for tonight's study to glorify the Lord.
Okay, Abba Father and El Shaddai. We praise and exalt your holy name. You are God above all gods, and we render all evil entities powerless and inoperative in our lives and our families' lives. We will daily plead for the salvation of our loved ones and for these most recent prayer requests, particularly lifting up to your throne those hurting the most and those needing a special healing miracle. We pray for the financial needs of this ministry, and in spite of the engulfing evil that surrounds us, we beg that you keep your son's bride in perfect shalom. We ask this in Yeshua's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, as we reported last week, Donald Jr. is, I'm afraid, caught in a quagmire, all over the desire to get mud on Hillary.
Yeah, you know, some are saying that he was actually set up.
And that is a possibility. But unfortunately, he has been caught in a few falsehoods that actually, if he had just been more honest, like how many people were really present at this meeting, it might have just blown over. Along with the failed health care bill, I'm sure most of you are watching, and it's a fiasco, and time will tell how it will all turn out. But one thing is for sure, being president is more difficult than he originally thought and had expressed in his campaign messages.
Yeah, I feel bad for President Trump.
Yes, so let's all continue to pray for his wisdom and protection from the enemy.
Yeah, you know, it was so nice to see all those pastors praying over our president.
Oh, for sure.
Lord knows he needs it.
We all do.
So, how's that ceasefire in Syria going?
Well, after that little setback the very next day, southern Syria is now holding so far, much thanks to Russia. And, of course, this is very pleasing to Jordan as it wants to deport at least some of its many refugees back into Syria. And that can't even be attempted without ceasefire assurance.
Well, do you think Putin has jumped the Assad Iranian ship?
Probably not. Just a double agent type of strategy.
Uh-huh. Does this ceasefire please Israel as well?
Well, it should, because Hezbollah has now moved out of this area, which also frees up the Golan Heights. However, since Russia is the main guard, Israel does highly fear, and rightfully so, that Russia, who in essence is really controlling Syria right now, that he will allow Iran a little more leeway into the northern areas. You see, Iran is not all that concerned about what goes on in the south of Syria, and Israel is quite aware of that. Iran's intentions are in developing a crescent caliphate extending through northern Iraq and northern Syria. Israel, prior to this ceasefire, has voiced its reservations to Trump and Putin and was assured that they understood Netanyahu's position. But at this point, Netanyahu feels he's been ignored.
Yeah, many are wondering, if it comes down to it, will President Trump side with Putin or Netanyahu?
Yeah, right. That's a good question. Meanwhile, dozens have been injured in Palestinian riots over Israel's new Temple Mount security checks of its newly placed metal detectors, and that's due to the killing of the two police officers last week on the Temple Mount. So Palestinians aren't real happy about that.
Mm-hmm. I know you have some other very interesting news, too.
I do. Mm-hmm. Another suspicious suicide connected with the Clintons happened just last week. Former Haitian government official Keith Eberwine, in fact, he even confided in his friends and family that he feared for his life over his criticism of the Clinton Foundation, now he has allegedly committed suicide. And it happened just 1 week before his expected testimony against the foundation's corruption and malpractice in Haiti.
Yeah, these sudden deaths, you know, they just keep on happening.
And it looks as though the murder of Seth Rich is no longer even being investigated.
Mm-hmm.
And do you remember?
Yeah, remember Peter Smith?
Right, Peter Smith. That was in May. Mm-hmm. And a major Trump donor, by the way, Republican Peter Smith, was also ready to expose Hillary after getting a hold of some of her hacked emails, but also committed suicide soon after giving a limited interview through a proxy and an ally of General Michael Flynn. Remember him?
Mm-hmm. And that was the Wall Street Journal, I think.
The Wall Street Journal. You got
and, didn't they quickly cremate his body?
Oh, yes, indeed. And by the way, we actually found on the Internet a huge death list of Clinton's past associations. In fact, it's titled The Clinton Body Bags, if you want to look it up. And it numbers almost 50.
Yeah, but it's a year old. It's already outdated.
Yeah, right. And imagine how many others that go unreported or unnoticed.
Yeah, at least 10 of them were their bodyguards at one time.
So why so many deaths? Well, one reason is that so very many are involved with pedophilia, I don't know how to pronounce that. It's a hard name. And child trafficking, gun running, and yes, even drug smuggling. And that goes way back from their time governing in Arkansas.
And to think they lived in our White House.
Almost twice.
Mm-hmm.
Also remember the tarmac meeting between Bill Clinton and Department of Justice Loretta Lynch?
Wasn't she Jim Comey's boss?
That's right. And now we found out the Rhino, Speaker Paul Ryan, was there as well. Mm-hmm. And this, of course, was the week before Hillary had to testify, who then got off without any prosecution. Well, the pilot who overheard the conversation was offered $2 million to break his silence. And so, on July 13th, gave a statement to a Fox News reporter. Well, the very next day, he turned up dead. The cause is still undetermined.
Surely they won't call it another suicide.
Really? By the way, his name was Pilot Noonan, and he was a DOJ employee of 25 years and actually had been for some time being seduced by Fox News, who then protected him in an undisclosed secure location guarded by highly trained security specialists. I don't think so. It didn't work. Anyway, the interview was scheduled for July 28th on the Hannity Show.
What will they say now?
Well, that's also interesting because Hannity said nothing about it last night. And now remember how we saw that he had to drop the Seth Rich murder case?
Right. They will squelch this too, I'm sure of it.
You know, we conservatives like to think we get all the real news from Fox, but Saudi Arabia does hold some shares in it, and it's pretty tight with Hillary. Not to mention Rupert Murdoch's two sons have taken over, who most definitely lean to the left. You know, I just can't believe they keep getting away with so much evil. But here's something I do know. It's the Clintons' M.O. to have something on every high official. And in fact, they set up the less known politicians who want to rise to fame. And then when they get some dirt on them, well, they're hooked.
Then they promote them into higher positions.
Exactly. Case in point, the pedophile Dennis Hassert, who was not the Speaker of the House until after they had damaging dirt on him. Eventually, he stupidly screwed up, but that's how they control you.
Yep.
I've seen movies about that.
Yeah. Well, J. Edgar used to do it. So, get the evil goods and then elevate them into important positions.
Yes. And then they can keep them in total obedience and fear of exposure.
Yeah. Well, before we leave the news portion, any updates on the child sex trafficking?
Well, more are being arrested, but no bigwigs yet.
Yeah, probably because the whistleblowers get killed.
I know, right? And we do have some scriptures about the selling of children called child trafficking. And we're going to look at those right after you let our listeners know how they can connect with us, because we love to hear from you and we welcome your questions.
Absolutely. You can reach us a couple of ways, either by email to Sheila at shofarministries.net, or you can leave a detailed message by calling 440-834-9006, and we'll give you a call back. Also by regular mail to Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio 44021. Love offerings are very much needed and greatly appreciated. You can also donate on our webpage, shofarministries.net, where all of our past radio and teaching letters are archived for your learning pleasure, which automatically puts you to our mailing list for future correspondence.
And should you want me to speak at your church, just give your pastor or board member my number, and we'll try to make that happen.
Mm-hmm. Okay, where in the Bible does it talk about child trafficking?
Oh, I'm glad you asked. Turn to Joel 3, mm-hmm. and if you could read verses 1, 2, and 3, so it's in context.
For behold, in those days and at that time, when I restore the fortunes of Judah and Jerusalem, I will gather all the nations and bring them down to the valley of Jehoshaphat. Then I will enter into judgment with them there. On behalf of my people and my inheritance, Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations, and they have divided up my land. They have also cast lots for my people, traded a boy for a harlot, and sold a girl for wine that they may drink.
And also Amos 2:6 says they sell the righteous for money.
Yeah, we know it's even worse than that.
Yeah, it's for money, but also it's for pedophilia and to drink a child's blood and cannibalize them for a longer life. And they also sacrifice to Molech, just like in the olden days. Because, you know, Satan, whatever name you want to call him, he's got a lot of them. He never changes. He still wants worship and is still getting it.
Yeah, but not forever.
Well, most have heard about the all-male festival at Bohemian Grove in California every July. And this year it began last Saturday, and it goes on for a couple of weeks. And religiously, every year on opening night, they conduct a play, which includes what they have named the Cremation of Care, where they actually offer up an effigy of a baby to a 40-foot stone statue that looks like a combination of an owl and Baal. It's another false god like Molech in the Old Testament, just a different name. One can hope it's a fake effigy, but some say it's the real deal. I don't know. People are kept at a distance. There's like a little river that runs in front of it.
Yeah. Well, you know, what is meant by the word care?
Oh, yeah, it means getting rid of your cares. Burn them up for the time that you are there. Don't even think about it. In other words, it's like not giving a care how immoral you want to be. It has also been said there are no bathrooms and underground sex chambers for all the sodomites.
The false god Molech wasn't just a statue. He also demanded sacrificial babies burned to him.
That's right. And, again, this is mentioned often in Scripture, but he was an Amorite, which was a descendant of the Nephilim, a giant, and they did sacrifices of babies after drinking the blood to the false god. So, today, we see statues of him, and he has the head of a bull. Baby sacrifices are still being done today, and not just at Bohemian Grove. This is often performed by Satanists to increase their lifespan, so they believe. Can you read Leviticus 18:21?
Absolutely. Okay, and you shall not let any of your descendants pass through the fire to Molech, nor shall you profane the name of your Lord, of your God. I am the Lord.
And there's another one, Leviticus 20, verses 2 and 3.
Mm-hmm. You shall say to the children of Israel, whoever of the children of Israel or of the strangers who dwell in Israel who gives any of his descendants to Molech, he shall surely be put to death. The people of the land shall stone him with stones. I will set my face against that man and will cut him off from his people, because he has now given some of his descendants to Molech to defile my sanctuary and profane my holy name.
That's right. It was done then. And now let's jump ahead to Jeremiah's day, chapter 32:35.
And they built the high places of Baal, which are in the valley of the son of Hinnom, to cause their sons and their daughters to pass through the fire to Molech, which I did not command them. Nor did it come into my mind that they should do this abomination to cause Judah to sin.
And it's still being done today. Again, Satan never changes. This has been going on always somewhere. Believe it. But here's the good news. He's about to go down. Evil is starting to be exposed. Of course, the enemy doesn't care all that much, because even though it's hidden but in plain sight, many just still don't believe it or accept it. You know, like they call it, oh, that's a conspiracy or that's fake news. And evil knows that. So, blatantly, continues on, because by being more open, those who are evil themselves will be able to find its locations and therefore join in and meet people like themselves, which gives them more fortitude to endure great evil that goes on. But the other good news, besides the devil being chained up, we will also soon enjoy the coming kingdom. At the end of God's great time of wrath and judgment on the earth, there is the event called the second coming of Christ, accompanied by us, now his wife and queen, in our new glorified bodies. We will have received our rewards and had our honeymoon, our Shavuot in heaven. Then, in a very visible and glorious event, we return, and that'll be in fulfillment on Yom Kippur. All Israel will now also be saved from experiencing the war of Gog and Magog during the tribulation when their eyes are opened. And now they are prepared to meet their Messiah and to establish the Messianic kingdom on earth for the remainder of the 1,000 years. And at the second coming, the Antichrist will be cast into the lake of fire, and Satan will be bound till the Messianic kingdom is over. And we are about then, we will enter into eternity. The nations and their representatives will all be judged, and Israel will be restored to her land as Christ reigns with firmness, equity, and the rod of iron. His kingdom will be marked by material and spiritual blessings. Since the curse upon the earth will be removed, it will be an Eden-like restoration, very plentiful, and men will enjoy the fruit of their labors. The sheep, or the righteous who survive the tribulation, will enter the kingdom to form its initial population. Children will be born to those who enter the kingdom in their human bodies, without any pain, and no more children doomed to misfortune. And let me add this, no more backsassing from them either. Mount Zion will be lifted up high to form the mountain of the Lord's house, and all the nations will go up to Jerusalem for the Feast of Tabernacles every year. Sacrificial offerings will be resumed, but it'll be in memorial to what Christ has done for us. And we will all speak the one pure, same language of Hebrew. No more war, and all implements of war will be destroyed in favor of implements of productivity. Disagreements between nations will be judged by Christ from Jerusalem. Let's look at how Isaiah sees it in chapter 11, verses 6 through 9. I will read this. The wolf will live with the lamb. The leopard will lie down with the goat, the calf and the lion and the yearling together, and a little child will lead them. The cow will feed with the bear. Their young will lie down together, and the lion will eat straw like the ox. The infant will play near the cobra's den, and the young child will put its hand into the viper's nest. They will neither harm nor destroy on all my holy mountain. For the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Wow, that's just really exciting. Also, Isaiah 65, verse 25, he adds that the dust will be the serpent's food. They will neither harm nor destroy on all my holy mountain. Also in Isaiah 65, 24, it says, it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they are still speaking, I will hear. Oh, can hardly wait. However, then, before eternity can begin at the end of the millennial kingdom, many generations will have passed and population is quite large. Humans will be given the opportunity, like we had, to choose who they really want to serve. Satan will be unbound to tempt mankind one last time. Revelation 20, verses 7 through 10 says this. Now when the 1,000 years have expired, Satan will be released from his prison and will go out to deceive the nations which are in the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, whose number is as the sand of the sea. They went up on the breadth of the earth and surrounded the camp of the saints and the beloved city. Then fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. The devil who deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone where the beast and the false prophet are, and they will be tormented day and night forever and ever. And then comes the new heaven and the new earth where the righteous is always the norm. There will be a new Jerusalem, and an everlasting presence of God himself will be among all the redeemed. Oh, let me ask you right now, will you be in his kingdom? How well do you know him? Is he personal to you? You know, if not, you can invite him in right now. Don't wait another moment. You can get on your knees, repent for your sins, especially that one sin that's really got a hold on you. Let it out. Give it to the Lord, because Jesus is your Savior, and he has totally paid your debt for sins. Grab it while it is still day, for the night is coming. Now, if you want to pay the debt for your sins yourself, okay, but that's really silly. Take Jesus's salvation. It's always your choice, though. Spend time with him in his written word that he wrote for you, because you will meet that author someday. So don't you want to say, I read your book? Let me leave you with the ironic blessing. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace, that true shalom. Till next time, Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Pray for your president. And remember, those who love Jerusalem, they're going to prosper in all ways. That's Psalm 122:6. I hope to be back to see you next week, and tune in.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.